Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and it's such a blessing to be with you today, and I pray that today the broadcast will be an encouragement to you. I want to read out of Psalms chapter 86, verse 7. It says, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee." I was told a story of a chaplain. He was what you call a gun-toting chaplain in the Army. And he said that he had been in the service for quite a while, and he would minister the Word of God every chance he got. But he said this one particular troop that he was in, there was one man there. He was a great, big, tall, huge man. He would not receive anything that this chaplain had to say. He didn't want to hear anything he had to say about the Lord, and he was very rude to him. And he said that he tried his best to minister to him, but he just shut him off each time. But he said they got in a place where they got under fire, and they were all in a foxhole. And he said it was pretty bad. He said the mortar around him was falling everywhere. And he just prayed, and he said, "Lord, I'm in my time of trouble. This is a bad place. Protect me and keep us all safe. In Jesus' name," he prayed. And he said about that time he saw this big, tall shadow come over top of him. And this shadow swooped down in that foxhole and picked him up like a little baby and ran across the battlefield with him and fell down in another foxhole on top of him. And he said when he finally got himself together and looked up, he said it was that great big man that he couldn't ever witness to. And he was looking at him eyeball to eyeball. And he said he raised his head up, and about the time that they had hit that foxhole, a mortar shell hit in the foxhole that he was in. And he said if he'd have been in there, he'd have been killed. It would have been no way he could have survived. And he said that big old guy looked at him eye to eye, and he said, "God said, go get the chaplain." And he said, I went and I got you. And you know what? God dealt with that man that day. And that big guy gave his heart and life to Jesus. Let me tell you something. God knows how to protect you. God knows how to watch over you. God knows how to keep you. God knows how to speak to the hearts, even to the hearts of people that might not believe in Jesus. God can touch the hardest heart. God can soften that heart. God can keep you safe no matter what type of battlefield you're on. A lot of you are not in war, yet a lot of you may be listening, may be in the service of some kind. I want you to know that God is your refuge and God is your strength, and God will be with you in a time of trouble. Some of you are having a battlefield right there in your own home. But God can cause peace, and God can cause safety, and God can cause joy in a place where it seems like it's empty and void. You see, there are situations in our lives that we call hopeless, or we call that there's no sight of any joy coming. But let me tell you, God, in a moment and a twinkling of an eye, can change that situation around. What we need to do is to put our lives and our well-being into the hands of God. And God will take care of us. And God will lead us. God will direct us. And God will guide us. Today I pray that if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I pray that you'll get under the shadow of the Almighty. And let Him protect you. Let Him keep you. And let Him watch over you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every man, woman, boy, and girl that's listening to me today, that you'll save that soul that's nearest the devil's hell, that God, you'll just reach down, God, and let people know that whosoever will call on your name, that you'll save and forgive. Touch their hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, I want you to know that God can swoop down in the place that you're in. He can bring you out of that situation and protect you and give you life and joy. And God can turn that one around in your life that you think is not hearing. Sometimes you think they're not hearing, but God said, "My word will not come back void." Today, I want you to remember that our God is faithful to heal, our God is faithful to save, and our God is faithful to deliver. Call upon Him in your day of trouble, and He will deliver you, and He will set you on high. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.